everybody. I'm back here again. And yes, as promised, we have Becky McIntosh with Healthy Learners right here on WCRS. How you doing this morning, Becky?
Doing great, doing great. Looking forward to a good weekend and a big spelling bee on Tuesday.
Well, you know, I'd be curious to know, how many groups do we have now?
We have 57, and I think there's a 58 coming in today.
Okay, so that's a pretty large group for over there at Emerald High School, Jim.
It is. Last year we had 55, and afterwards we all got our heads together. That's the group of friends of Healthy Learners, about 25 volunteers that worked to put this event together. And we said, you know, 60, we'll make room for 60. So we're within our limits.
That's right. Now, tell
we're
us
real
excited. Exactly how this works, what it's all about. An adult spelling bee.
We'd love to.
Yep.
The spelling bee is for Healthy Learners, which is a great charity nonprofit here in Greenwood whose mission is to remove children's health barriers to learning. We do that with love and compassion. We only a group that provides transportation for children that are in school and they need to see a doctor, go to the dentist, get a prescription filled, and their parents cannot, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter to us, and we get the phone call or the fax or the information from school nurses. So school nurses let us know when a child needs some medical attention and the family is not able to assist. And there's lots of reasons that happens, because a lot of the workplaces, you can't just leave, you know, and take your child to a dentist appointment. So we transport them, pick them up at the school with all the signed paperwork from the parent, and take them to this appointment, stay with them, and bring them back to the school. It's an awesome program. So
it is,
and we've been in Greenwood for 13 years now.
And, you know, the good thing about it is that you're picking them up, taking them to the appointments, and you've got partners that you work with, doctors, et cetera, that donate their services. So the costs are really, really kept way down on this.
That is correct. They are 24 of them, the partner providers. They provide services, and they also provide appointments right away, which is very important. When a child is suffering from a bad toothache or whatever the situation is, we call and they know the situation, that it's Healthy Learners. They'll give us an appointment and they know the child will be there. It's just a real good partnership with many doctors, physicians in Greenwood.
Right. And
24 of them.
Right. And I think, you know, the thing that we don't realize is how much this can keep a child from learning. You know, in the school systems, they've addressed the fact of food, so that we have breakfast programs and lunch programs. We even have weekend backpack programs. And that's the difference in a child learning. But it's what if they can't see the board and nobody's able to get them to get glasses?
Right.
Things like that.
And there's a great program in the schools, that the Lions program does some screening for every child, which is a great opportunity. But the fact that they have the screening and indicates they should get a full assessment, that doesn't always happen. And we can step in and provide the transportation, get that full screening. And in many cases, then the child does need glasses and we can provide them.
Exactly. And it's the same thing with dentistry and so many other things. And the great thing about this, I think, is that you work with the school nurses to help identify problems. And they try to get parents to be able to do this. But if the parent can't, there is an organization that can step in. And you've had amazing results on the differences it's made in children's lives.
We have, and we feel so good about this. We provided 1,043 services last year. And that's a lot of services that may have never happened or eventually happened in an emergency room situation on a weekend, whatever it might be. That's a lot of services that are helping children stay healthy so they can be successful. We really want every child to be successful.
Sure. Have you got one story you can share with us about a child?
Oh, I will. I love the story. This is a new one, and there was a little girl that kept wiggling in school, and the teacher didn't know what was wrong with her. She could not sit still. She just couldn't sit still. And so she called the school nurse in to talk to her and see what was wrong. And in the school nurse's office, the little girl pulled up her shirt, and her little belly was covered with blisters. Well, this is such an unusual event. That's why I tell you this particular story. And they called the mother, and she said, I've been to the doctor twice. I've gotten medicine for it, and then it comes back. And now I can't go back to the doctor because I owe money. So Healthy Learner steps in, gets the child to the doctor, and learns that the child has an allergy to nickel. And nickel is often in the little snap on a child's pants, trousers.
Right.
So we were able to get her the right medication, get her on some allergy, whatever it took, so that it would go away and never come back. And that's just a very unusual story, but it's a big story because that poor little girl was, and the mother, she was at her wit's end as well. So we get a lot of glasses, we a lot of dental appointments, many children that are in middle school and have never been to the dentist, and we can help them so much. One little girl needed oral surgery, and we were able to get her the oral surgery. Healthy Learners paid for it, no cost to the parents.
Well, that's the type of things that, you know, just could drop through the cracks and create a learning disability for that child. So I think that's terrific. That's why Healthy Learners, and we're one of the few communities across our state that have Healthy Learners.
That's correct. It's only in 5 communities. It started out in the Columbia area, and then 10 years later, that was in the 90s, 10 years later, we were able to get it here in Greenwood. Thanks to Self Family Foundation and Self Regional Hospital at that time, now Self Regional Healthcare, and they're both continue to be supporters of Healthy Learners.
Sure. So that's one aspect, and the reason you need to do a fundraiser, and I know several years ago you were trying to come up with something different from everybody else, and you came across the adult spelling bee. idea.
You it was, it right.
Yeah. And decided this would be something.
And it has been so successful. The community has responded. It's just been exciting. We have 4 people on each team, all adults. Everybody in Greenwood has told me, I can't spell. I spoke to a church group last night, and they said, well, I can't spell. But they are having a team. Many churches are involved, businesses, industries. Some nonprofits are involved because we help out each other, Stony Point and Sports Break. So we have all these teams of 4 adults, and they work as a team. So nobody has to stand up and spell a word. We're going to have 58 teams on tables on the Emerald Gym Tuesday night, all competing at the same time.
Now,
and then a whole group of judges, a judge stands by every table. And all the judges are nursing students at Piedmont Tech, which is really exciting and awesome that they can come experience this. They're all going to be nurses, and this is a program that depends on nurses.
Sure.
So anyway, what happens is we have an enunciator say the word, use it in a sentence, define the word, and then Michelle Dula blows the whistle. They've got 15 seconds to collaborate, blows the whistle, pens down, and they got 30 seconds to write out the word, print it, and then the enunciator spells the word, and it's just exciting. You know, a bunch of people get it right. Those that get it wrong, every judge has a flag, and if they get it wrong, they raise the red flag. Oh, no. Well, they would have to leave, or they can buy the word for $20. So that's where all the fun begins, and a lot of teams buy lots of words, and it's all for children in Greenwood. And it starts at 6:30, and it's all over with by 8:30.
That's right.
And we go through 4 rounds.
I think that's something you're very proud of, because it is on a Tuesday night, and you don't want things to run over. So, number one, you should be finished by 8:30. How much money has this spelling bee raised in the past?
Amazing. First year, we started out at 18,000, went up to 27. Last year, $39,000.
Wow.
Incredible.
That's
because people buy back words. They pay $200 per team times 58 teams. We have wonderful sponsors, Ann. Greenwood is such a giving community. Our biggest sponsors are Ascend Performance Materials, Self Regional, Don and Cindy Scott, Phyllis Nolan, Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church, Bal Ballantyne. These are just some of the wonderful sponsors. We get in kind from you. You give us airtime and you promote this for us. The Index does. Allegra Printing does all of our posters. This community comes together. Well, and restaurants.
Yeah,
I got to tell you this quick thing. We collect restaurant. We request restaurants to make a donation of just a gift card for two, or dinner for two. And each year when we go back and we explain what it's for, they say, oh, yes, we'll give you a gift card for that, because they believe in what we do. And then the teams that are winning first, second, third place, each member of that team does get a gift card to go out to one of the great restaurants in Greenwood to have a meal and have a good time, and that's what they get for winning.
Absolutely. Now, to come to this event, which is why we're here today, is to talk about coming to this event. Is there any cost to the person that comes?
No, the event is absolutely free. It's at Emerald High School. The parking lot will be full. It's in the gym. Come and have a good time. And I want to say also that I have not said that this event is in memory of George Nolan. And I know a lot of people in Greenwood remember George. He was the first spelling bee. He was one of the co-chairs. He was a friend of Healthy Learners. And some friends in Greenwood, the Still family, created a legacy sponsorship in George's memory. So that's real special to us, that this is in his memory. He cared a lot for children. He was a donor before he ever joined the Friends of Healthy Learners.
Absolutely.
And one thing, too, before, I don't know how much time we have, but anyone that's listening to this.
Mickey. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for anyone listening for the first time and you like this idea, you realize it makes sense, it's a good lean program to help school children, you can make a donation. You can come by the spelling bee, have a good time. Healthy Learners has a website, healthylearners.com. Very easy, and you can contact me. Becky McIntosh,
993-6501. Okay, 864-993-6501. Adult Spelling Bee. You might think, oh, that can't be a lot of fun, but it is a blast to be at. So it's free entertainment. You have food available for them to eat right there, correct?
Papa John's and Chick-fil-A. Donate their food, which we sell at a nominal fee because it all goes for the kids.
That's right. And don't forget, 6:30, what time do the doors open?
The doors will be open at 5:30, at 5:15. The judges go through their training at 5:15, and then a lot of the teams will be there by 6. Every school in Greenwood has a team, so there's 18 teams right there, plus all the other teams that will be coming in.
Now, do you have Lander and Piedmont Tech? Do they participate?
Oh, yes, of course. Lander and Piedmont Tech have teams. There's church teams. United Way has a team. Davis and Floyd. New ones this year are Colgate and Rock Presbyterian. We picked up Capsigel last year. They have 3 teams. Colgate's having 2. The list goes on and on. It's wonderful. It's exciting.
But it's a great way to go out and cheer and support. It's fast-paced. You don't have to worry about ho-hum, what's going on. So put that on your calendar for this coming Tuesday, September 25th, 6:30 to 8:30 at Emerald High School. It is going to be a blast. Hope you're able to be there. Bring the kids. This is a kid-friendly event, and no charge to get in. It's free admission.
That's correct, and it's all for a great cause because we want our kids to be successful in school. And there are kids there. Everyone in the community's kids that we all care for each other.
That's right. And let's see, who's the master of ceremonies?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, who's the master of ceremonies?
Well, this year it's going to be Jonathan Graves. Senator Nicholson has been our master of ceremonies for the past 3 years. He's had recent surgery and on his knee, and this year it's going to be Jonathan Graves, and we're real excited to have him. He's been a supporter and a friend of Healthy Learners since the beginning.
That's right, and he's one of our broadcasters for Emerald High School football. So go Jonathan. He'll be
going
down.
Yes, he's a good guy.
Yep. All right. Well, Becky, thanks so much for calling in this morning. I think you covered a lot of ground. We got a lot of information. The most important thing, go out there and support Healthy Learners. If you need more information, of course, you can call Becky. And I know, Becky, you work very, very hard on this program, getting everybody signed up and keeping it all in the road. And now it's just down to getting ready for the actual event. I bet you're excited.
We are. We're excited. It's a labor of love for many of us.
All right. Well, give Becky a call if you've got a question. 864-993-6501. That's 864-993-6501. Go out, support a team, yell, scream, and have a great time, right?
Thank you, Ann. Thank you. It's going to be fun. I'll see you there.
All right. Sounds great, Becky. Thanks for calling in this morning.
All
righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Healthy Learners, that's right. They're going to be having a great time Tuesday night, September 25th, raising funds, $39,000. That's what they raised last year from this one event. See if they're going to top their dollars this time. I'll bet they will because everybody knows what a great fun event this is. So that's Tuesday night.